Have things in Highland Park schools improved since the state appointed an emergency manager?
Well, actually, there has been some improvement. However, in reference to eliminating the deficit and getting the financial operations in place and stabilized, that has not taken place. The problem in Highland Park is pretty distressful at this point in time, and so it's really going to take some time to get through some of the financial challenges that the district is faced with.
And the choice of turning the district over to a charter operator isn't without controversy. Why do you think that's the best option for Highland Park Schools?
Well, part of what has taken place since I've been assigned to work in Highland Park is to put together a financial and operating plan. And the financial and operating plan is one where you do an assessment in terms of where the district is at this point in time. And as part of that assessment, I considered several options to include consolidating with other districts, annexation, as well as, bankruptcy as another option. And in reviewing all of the options, most were not feasible at this point in time because the district is at a point where it is no longer eligible for funding through the state program. And the bigger challenge is the fact that we want to make sure that students are in school in September. The charter district system is one that would allow financial resources in the form of state aid to come into the new system to support educating the students.
So that system is seen as a separate and new entity?
It's a separate entity.
It was reported in the news that a lawsuit has been brought forward by the ACLU. It names the state of Michigan, the State Board of Education, State Superintendent Michael Flanagan, Highland Park Schools, and also you as defendants in the lawsuit. And they're bringing this lawsuit saying that these entities have failed children in Highland Park Schools, that they're not reading at the appropriate levels, and that this is a basic right that they've been denied. What do you think about that lawsuit?
Well, actually, it's difficult for me to speak to what occurred, in the past because I certainly was not a part of that process. Moving forward, it is my intent and it's the state's intent to support the district and to provide quality education. And if there are deficiencies as part of the operating agreement with the charter operator, those issues will certainly be addressed. In the management agreement, there's an educational component that speaks to performances that will be required and the measurement of that performance on a quarterly basis.
As you're making these decisions, how much are you able to take into account what parents and students and community members want?
One of the things that we have been doing throughout the process is trying to seek out input and comments from parents. We had a town hall meeting about a month ago, and during that meeting, we received a number of comments from parents and from others within the community about what they would like to see take place in Highland Park. They talked about the athletic program. They talked about teachers, the quality of education, programming. So as we had our discussions with the potential operators, we tried to focus on some of the priorities stated by the parents as well as other priorities that had to be a part of any agreement. The other thing that we will be doing is having informal meetings to be able to provide updates in terms of what has taken place, what to expect in order to have a smooth transition.
Joyce Parker is the emergency manager of Highland Park Schools. Ms. Parker, thank you for your time.
You're quite welcome.